We've seen the problems in education and justice, but there's a deeper crisis. Most people don't even understand what AI is doing in their lives. Maya, I've been digging through public literacy surveys, and the numbers are staggering. Only 23% of adults can accurately identify when they're interacting with an AI system.
And that's by design, Alex. I've spent the last 6 months developing critical AI frameworks for communities. And the obfuscation is deliberate. Companies don't want people understanding these systems.
Luis, you're seeing this firsthand in public libraries, right?
Every day. Yesterday, a woman came in convinced her phone was listening to her conversations because she got an ad for dog food after talking about getting a puppy. She had no idea it was actually her search history, location data, and demographic profile creating that coincidence.
That's exactly the problem. People jump to conspiracy theories because the real explanation, massive data collection and behavioral prediction, is hidden behind corporate speak and technical jargon.
The data I'm seeing shows this comprehension gap cuts across all demographics. Miguel, you've been teaching media literacy for 15 years. How has AI changed the game?
It's completely different now. I used to teach kids how to spot Photoshopped images. Now, my own students showed me a video of me saying things I never said. Deep fake. Took them 20 minutes to make. The traditional media literacy frameworks are obsolete.
This is why we need to start with concepts, not tools. People need to understand the basic idea that AI systems are pattern-matching machines trained on data, not magic oracles. Can I interrupt? I run a senior center tech program, and you're all overcomplicating this. My folks don't need to understand neural networks. They need to know when a machine is making decisions about their lives.
Patricia's right. The literacy gap shows up most critically in high-stakes situations. I found case after case of people not realizing AI was involved in decisions about their health insurance, job applications, even custody arrangements.
We had a man last week who couldn't understand why he kept getting rejected for apartments. Turned out there was an algorithmic tenant screening system flagging him based on a data error from 10 years ago. He had no idea machines were making these decisions.
And even when people know AI is involved, they don't understand they can challenge it. There's this learned helplessness, well, the computer said no.
The financial sector data is particularly troubling. Credit decisions, loan approvals, insurance rates, all increasingly automated, and most people have no idea how these systems work.
I try to use analogies. I tell people AI is like a student who's only studied by memorizing previous tests. It can recognize patterns from what it's seen before, but it doesn't actually understand anything.
That's good, but we need to go deeper. People need to recognize the feedback loops. When AI systems make decisions based on biased data, they perpetuate and amplify those biases. You want to see AI illiteracy in action? Come to my Medicare enrollment workshop. These systems are supposedly helping seniors choose plans, but they're actually steering them toward the most profitable options.
I have those numbers. 78% of seniors using AI-assisted plan selection tools don't realize the recommendations are influenced by insurance company partnerships.
The health literacy piece is huge. We get people trying to use ChatGPT for medical advice because they can't afford a doctor. They don't understand these systems can hallucinate medical information.
This brings us back to power structures. Who benefits from public AI illiteracy? The companies deploying these systems. The less people understand, the less they can resist.
I've started teaching what I call algorithmic self-defense. Recognizing when you're being profiled, understanding your data rights, knowing how to opt out when possible.
But opting out is increasingly impossible. Job hunting, housing, healthcare, AI mediation is becoming mandatory, not optional.
My seniors feel this acutely. They're forced to use systems they don't understand for services they need to survive. Last month, a woman almost lost her food benefits because she couldn't navigate an AI chatbot. This is why literacy must include understanding power and resistance. It's not enough to know how AI works. People need to know how to fight back when it works against them.
We've started what we call AI reality checks at the library. Simple sessions where people bring their AI interactions and we decode them together. A mom discovered her kid's reading app was building a behavioral profile sold to data brokers.
The workplace surveillance data is equally disturbing. Productivity tracking, emotion monitoring, automated performance reviews. Workers often don't know they're being analyzed by AI.
The generational divide is real, but not what people think. Younger folks might be comfortable using AI tools, but they're often less critical about what's happening with their data.
Because they've been socialized to accept surveillance. Privacy is dead becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy when people don't understand they have rights. My seniors might struggle with the interfaces, but once they understand the surveillance aspect, they're furious. They remember a time when privacy meant something.
Let's talk about civic literacy. The election integrity surveys show most people don't understand how AI is used in voter targeting, gerrymandering, or information warfare.
Or in government services. People applying for unemployment, disability benefits, public housing, increasingly judged by algorithms they can't see or challenge.
The deliberate complexity serves a purpose. If people understood how crude these systems really are, just statistical pattern matching, they'd demand better.
I've had success with the Wizard of Oz analogy. Pull back the curtain, and it's just math and data, not intelligence.
But even that understanding hits barriers. The data shows linguistic minorities and non-English speakers face extra layers of AI illiteracy.
Absolutely. Try explaining algorithmic bias to someone when algorithm doesn't translate well into their language. We need culturally responsive AI literacy. This is where community-based approaches work. People teaching people in their own languages and contexts about the AI systems affecting their specific lives.
We partner with community organizations now. The local tenants union helps explain housing algorithms. Worker centers decode workplace AI. Health clinics demystify medical AI.
The corporate resistance to transparency is fierce, though. My investigation found companies spending millions to keep their AI systems opaque, citing trade secrets and competitive advantage.
Meanwhile, they're happy to collect our data transparently. The asymmetry is the point. They know everything about us, we know nothing about their systems.
Which is why critical AI literacy must include data literacy. Understanding what data you generate, how it's collected, where it goes, how it's used against you. Simple things, like knowing that free services are paid for with your data. My seniors thought Facebook was being generous. Now they understand they're the product.
The psychological manipulation data is particularly concerning. Recommendation algorithms designed to maximize engagement regardless of mental health impacts.
Parents come in worried about their kids' social media use, but don't understand how the algorithms work. They think it's about content when it's really about engineered addiction.
This is where we need emotional literacy about AI too. Understanding how these systems exploit our psychological vulnerabilities, our biases, our need for validation.
I teach students to recognize their own algorithmic bubbles. Most are shocked when they realize how narrow their information diet has become.
The political implications are staggering. Citizens making democratic decisions based on algorithmically curated information they don't understand is curated.
My generation watches this with horror. We see democracy being undermined by systems most people can't even name, let alone understand. But understanding brings power. When people grasp how recommendation algorithms work, they can start to break free. When they understand data collection, they can minimize it.
Practical strategies matter. We teach people to use multiple search engines to check their ad preferences, to understand privacy settings beyond just clicking accept.
The consumer protection angle is crucial too. People need to understand when AI is making decisions about pricing, what products they see, what services they're offered.
Dynamic pricing is a great teaching example. When people realize they might pay more for the same product based on their browsing history, they get angry. That anger drives learning.
Anger is pedagogically useful when channeled right. It breaks through the learned helplessness and motivates people to understand and act. My folks went from confused to furious when they learned about age-based algorithmic discrimination. Now, they're some of the fiercest digital rights advocates I know.
The insurance data backs this up. Once people understand how their data is used for risk scoring, they become much more careful about what they share.
But we need to be realistic about structural constraints. Individual data hygiene only goes so far when systems are designed for extraction.
Exactly. True AI literacy includes understanding collective action, how communities can demand algorithmic accountability, push for regulation, create alternatives.
I love when students realize they can organize. Last year, they successfully pushed our school to abandon an AI behavior monitoring system.
These small victories matter. The data shows that communities with higher AI literacy rates have more success challenging harmful systems.
We've stopped 3 predatory AI-based financial products targeting seniors just by teaching people what questions to ask. Questions are tools of resistance. What data does this collect? How are decisions made? Can I see my profile? Who profits from this?
We've made a simple poster, 5 questions to ask before trusting AI. It's been our most requested resource.
As we wrap up, let's talk about hope. Despite the challenges, the literacy data shows improvement where communities invest in education.
Students are natural AI literacy ambassadors. They go home and teach their families. Knowledge spreads organically.
And once people understand, they can't ununderstand. They start seeing AI everywhere, questioning it, demanding better. My seniors have become the tech skeptics their grandkids need. They ask the hard questions younger generations have been conditioned not to ask.
Libraries are perfect spaces for this work, trusted, neutral, accessible. We're seeing AI literacy programs spread through library systems nationwide.
The key insight from all this data: AI literacy isn't about making everyone a technologist. It's about giving people the conceptual tools to understand and challenge systems that shape their lives.
It's about power. Who has it, who profits from it, and how communities can reclaim it through understanding.
Next time someone tells me AI is too complex for regular people to understand, I'm showing them Patricia's seniors analyzing algorithmic bias in Medicare plans.
We're not confused. We're systematically excluded from understanding. There's a difference.
And that exclusion is ending. One community workshop, one library session, one kitchen table conversation at a time. The data gives me hope. When people understand AI, they demand better. And that demand, that's how change happens.